section for the lesson. We are listening to rare excerpts from the lessons of Baruch Shalom Ashlag with additional commentary from his student and successor, Rav Leitman. This is the truth. This is my reality. You can deny this. This is the difference in forms. It's realistic. What's the reality? If we are born in the desire to receive, this is the path of truth. That this that I have a desire to bestow, that I was born with it, that's a lie. Why? What is the creation? We only have to pray on one thing: assistance. What assistance? What is his assistance? That he shall take from you all the concealment, that we should feel his importance. Then everything is cancelled, nullified. We learned this yesterday in the Zohar. You heard yesterday in the Zohar? You were here when we learned it. You are all pretty, my dear, and you have no flaw. It says there that the illumination of the wisdom is called pretty. All the flaws are healed. All the flaws that are thought to be on spirituality, they are all healed. The creation is the will to receive. There's nothing other than that. We exist within the will to receive. The light develops us. He created the will to receive an existence from absence. In, within himself, we are found to be within the light. And this desire develops within the light. We have two forces: the force of the light, the bestower, which gives birth to the will to receive, and then it develops it. The will to receive develops as the substance which he desires to receive. After he feels that he desires to enjoy, then he feels where he enjoys from, whom he enjoys from, and so on. There are degrees in the development of the will to receive, and these degrees, we count them as 4 degrees in sum total. That the light develops the will to receive until it comes to a state that in the last discernment he comes to be familiar with. He feels, he senses who develops him, who gives birth to him, who takes care of him, and he can react. Meaning, the light in the beginning, he initially created the existence from absence, this point called the will to receive in it, and then he develops it to some desire. This initial desire still does not feel who he is, what he is. He simply exists. When he develops onwards, he begins to feel whoever has created him, he is a bestower, and he too instinctively also wants to be the bestower. What is instinctively? Just like the child, he wants to resemble the adult. Let's say it's the kid. Everything the adults do, he wants to do as well. This is the will to receive that was created, and the will to bestow that already has the form, that this is already the form that received the will to receive. Yes, the desire to bestow is the form that was received and the will to receive. So Rav underlines the first one is desire, the second one is form. But we call this a will to bestow. because its expression is its desire to bestow. But there is no desire to bestow other than the light. Here, this is light. This is the desire to bestow, only that. And then that same desire to bestow here, that the will to receive has received this form, brings it onwards to a realization that he does want to do some action like the adult, the big one. He then carries out this action. This action is called Zeranpin, because truly he's only waiting. It's imitating. It's an imitation of what the light does. Yes? This is what we call the will to receive, which operates in order to bestow. But it's called small. Still, everything is operated from above by the light which operates in him. And then he reaches a state that he does not wish to be operated in such a manner. He wants on his own to receive everything that he can and enjoy from the Upper One, as if there awakens in him his desire himself, the desire to receive of his own will to receive, and so on. The desire is always found within the light, and the light develops it. Either that he feels himself as exists just like so, or beforehand he doesn't feel himself, yes, as inanimate. He simply has no awareness of his existence, or that he does have, but I'm a bit more or a bit less alive. Let's say, like with vegetation, there is greater awareness by the degree of the animate that I exist, meaning he's adhered to life. He doesn't understand something beyond life. He doesn't understand what he has. Well, he doesn't understand what is life and death. He just has an instinctive fear of the death. His work is to maintain the life, and that the force of life shall dwell in him as much as possible. And the last degree is the degree of man, that he already has a seemingly disconnection from his life, that he ascends above the liveliness itself, and he can observe his life from the side, look at the level of animate in him, his beast. And if he ascends, and then that same ascent that he ascends above that level of the animate that he worries for his liveliness, that is called the degree of man in us, Adam. In animals, this doesn't exist at all. In humans, this is possible. A person that can observe his life from the side like so, and to discern himself, differentiate himself from this life and the body, it's already called that his desire has developed to the final degree. That in this desire itself, there is a desire other than the desire of reception, the force of reception, there is the force of bestowal of the Creator. It assists man to see his desire from the side and what occurs in his will to receive from the side. From what side? The side of the bestower. Despite that there's no truly desire to bestow yet in man that exists and stands out, but this beginning, this spark, is already present. And from this small initial discernment, a person already looks at himself. This is my beast, my life, my 70 years of existence, and everything that I want in them, and my bodily desires, family, bodily desires, food and sex, and also other desires that exist within that beast, because it exists in a society, money, respect and knowledge. These are desires that the society awakens in me, the environment. So these things belong to the, our degree of animate, despite that it's animate within the level of the man, but it's the level of the animate. But from the speaking level is where he begins to ask, what's the point of my life? So the question is actually beyond life. What is all this life for, this beastly life? Is there something beyond this animate level, some other reality? And when he asks this, he begins to develop according to these questions. This is the unique point that awakens in him. It's a point that no longer belongs to the still vegetative animate, still vegetative and animate. It already belongs to the degree of the speaking, which is above this bodily existence. So then we can say this development that begins in him is this that was coming to existence in him, the Adam. He was still not born. There is still an eternal development here. He doesn't understand what's happening here. He cannot observe his own development, but it's a development which is above the body. And then he begins to get closer to the wisdom of Kabbalah. If his desire is truly meant for development, that the Shimo, it already begins to be realized, and he reaches the place where we study the books, this is already in accordance with the entire system. We have to understand that we are within the general system, that within it there is us, the Kabbalists, the souls, the bodies, all the worlds together. And then in accordance with man's development, he's already found to be in motion within this reality. In corporeality, in spirituality, each time according to this law of balance with the general system of all the worlds, including our own world here. As much as this point develops in him, this point of Adam, man, he begins to walk around in this world, and he sees himself found in all sorts of states. He goes through different states until he comes to the group and the true study. This can take years, of course. And when he's already incorporated within the study, he begins to develop already more consciously. Also, it takes him months and months until he hears, until he can listen, that he himself can hasten and advance the development of that same point, which is the beginning of the Adam, man in him. All this development is by the revelation of the importance of the goal to awaken the Adam in us, the man in us above the beast, the soul above the body. This importance, this is man's choice. Because if there is importance, then already he's willing to make an effort according to the degree of importance. And according to the degree of importance, he can make the effort and force. And the importance he can receive from the teacher, the group, and the books. So as much as he ties himself to this, to tie them together, that's how Kabbalists write. Accordingly, he can feel the importance of the spiritual development upon the corporal development, and each time he's given obstacles in the corporal development, yes, bigger desires, seemingly more important goals in corporality, in order that above this he shall demand importance in the spiritual development, and he shall develop like such. And in this he should always be balanced towards the corporal development and with respect to the spiritual development, that the choice should always be in his hands. The revelation of the importance is actually not that we need to wait until the Creator will be revealed in us. The revelation of the importance is by the teacher, the group, and the books. Because the person, just like he reveals importance for all sorts of goals in this world, to acquire something, to reach something, to resemble something, the society brings him all sorts of these goals and he burns his life away like this. So in such, he has to be impressed from the society that he comes to, that speaks about the goal of life, to be impressed from them. And to the extent that he is impressed of them, and he can subjugate himself, and he's impressed of this, that he specifically comes intentionally to be impressed, to receive these forces for development, it operates upon him, and he's able to advance. When he reaches higher degrees, he then can request from the Creator to be revealed, that the revelation of the Creator becomes necessary for him to advance. He prepares himself for the revelation of the Creator such that if the Creator is revealed, he'll receive his revelation only to continue to advance in concealment. That he goes like onwards with his will to receive, that the revelation of the Creator is only for him to have the force to develop upon, over his will to receive, that I'll be able to win over his will to receive, even take advantage of it in order to advance. And then the Creator is also revealed to him and such, and to assist him. Everything comes to man to the extent that he needs it. And the importance for the development he can attain only from the group. He himself can never receive, can never be born in him something on his own. Only in connection with the other souls who are yearning for correction. Yes, you found something? The difference between man and a beast, how taking forces for spirituality. Okay, so read it. Okay, in the book of Shamati, article Tzadik Tet, he says, if he has no force and desire for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire, a lust for spirituality, if then these people are found to be nice in his eyes, he takes forces from them, despite that he has none of these lusts, these desires, these forces. But this that he takes these people into importance, he receives new forces. Egoistically, Rav says, we are not developed to jump above our heads, that we shall suddenly be righteous. And egoistically, I want to reach something more important in this life, so I need to subjugate myself before the society to receive from them what is in their style, that which is important to them. Spirituality is important to them, so I want them to influence this importance to me. If I will be impressed of them, I will have fuel, the force to advance, to do something. The force of jealousy is a big force. As it says, the jealousy of authors will bring much wisdom. It is worthwhile to have an attitude towards each and every friend as being big. He comes and he makes efforts and he delves in and where am I? Then a person has forces to advance. Afterwards there will also be additional forces, maybe of a different kind, but we begin from what we have. So Dani from Ramat Gan asks on this topic, what is to receive the importance from the Rav, the group and the books, if you can ask it? Rav says a person who comes, he is incorporated of it, needs to think about how he will receive importance from them. The importance he was given initially, yes, he was brought to a group, to the teacher, to the books. This is an importance that this he received from above. And from above, it will not be given a few times, this push. Rather, just in the beginning, it's like birth. Then he has to continue himself. So, he should worry for it. Kabbalists write about this. Worry for it. You should serve your friends. Take part in all sorts of actions with them together. Show them that he can be a good friend to them. It's everything that is in all the orders of this world, precisely. Just like in our world, let's say, I enter some society that's important to me. Let's say they're specialists, they're experts in something. And I subjugate myself. Each person knows he enters, when he enters a new society, he enters like a good kid. Afterwards, he becomes dominating and controlling. But in the beginning, he enters nicely, gently, so they should not throw him away, they should not beat him, they should accept him. And I see that everyone is familiar with this, yes. But look, I'm telling you, it's the same orders, the same attitude. Nothing more unnatural is demanded of us. Rather, I just need to listen to Kabbalist's advice. I came to the society? Well, that's a different problem already. Because then the goal is seemingly not in the society. It seems to be outside the society. I came to open up the skies, to reveal the Creator or something, some upper system, to feel my life as eternal, to manage the world, to understand what everything is all for. What does it have to do with these people? Well, yeah, they come too, like me. But subjugate myself before them? What? I don't feel myself belonging to them. If in the human society we feel ourselves to be dependent upon another, then how will we relate one to another? Here, when a person is beginning to having an attitude towards something above, he doesn't feel this plane. And that's a problem. We have to understand the problem is the correction itself. That if I observe this level, this plane of those people who are found to be on the same path, the same direction, so I have to be in connection with them to subjugate my ego, to lower my ego. I begin the work on the formation of the vessel. And there too, that same urge that he received, that he was brought to the group and everything. Just like he writes in the letter 4 for the introduction to Tess, he will not receive more than this. This is it. He now needs to advance on his own. He now needs to take all these means, teacher, the group, and the books, and to attain importance of the goal. And the importance of the goal is also not what appears to him in his eyes. The goal is not exactly what he is depicted for himself. He needs each time to correct this, that the goal is unity in the group, that within this force of unity against his ego, against his will to receive, there he attains the new attribute of bestowal, which is exiting outside, outside of himself. And then, on this direction, this exit outside of himself, he feels the force of bestowal, called the Creator. He needs to stabilize this picture. And then he sees just how much this picture is present above his life, his bodily, beastly, human life. He needs to build one on top of the other in a balanced manner. Well, we have a storm of emotions here. There are many people in the audience on the internet are asking. Let's say Matan from Givatayim is asking. People come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the groups. They meet the environment, the books. And in any case, we see people leave. Why does society not influence them? Why can't they absorb the importance? It's written, 1,000 enter a room, and one exits with illumination. It's like a rule. Let's say one out of 1,000 would advance. That's how it was in previous generations. Previous generations. Today it's much more, yes? I don't think... Today it's like whole percents. Just how we see. But in any case, we see that, look, I came to the Rabash when he was 75, 74. When I came to him, there were present around him, they would meet up at night. Also, when I entered the study hall on the first time with him, and I came in there in the middle of the night and I asked them, you learn Kabbalah here? And they told me, yes. So they were sitting like 5-6 old men around a table, like one table like this, and that's it, not more. The old man was 78, let's say, 79, and the youngest, I don't know, 50 years old. But in sum total, there were like 5-6 people. Afterwards, I saw when I was there on Saturdays or holidays, I saw that, wow, people come from all different places, more and more. A third of them are relatives. They come on these unique days. And the rest, let's say a third, are neighbors. Just people close nearby, they come to pray. And the third are students of his from the past. But during the years I was present with him, 12 years I was next to him, I got to be familiar with many different students. Who are they? What are they? Where are they from? Maybe hundreds that they passed by and they left. So here too we feel this as such. There's no coercion in spirituality. A person enters according to his that he doesn't feel in his point of the heart if this is for me or not. If they want to advance him, they will awaken some desire in him to succeed in something outside, and that this desire should draw him externally, outside, more than to develop himself here. It seems to him, I need to be there now. Maybe later I'll return. He's in some total operated by this new desire, and he runs away. He escapes. He's given a practice in this. He's given here an ability to make freedom of choice. Yes, it's more important for me in any case to attain a stronger desire for spirituality than being some manager in work or succeed in something. If I would be able to realize this choice, meaning immediately to enter a greater study in the group, to make different calculations for myself, what are all these things for, that this is an eternal goal before me, and so on. But if he's unable to, if he's unable to make the free choice, then he exits. He cooks there up a bit, and in this new corporal direction that he's received, he receives beatings, because, well, the development is in any case to reach a determination in spirituality, and that's it. Maybe a few years will pass by, or a few reincarnations, but he returns. We're all like this. And also, if he doesn't leave physically, each one of us get distanced and comes closer, gets distanced and then closer again, as if he leaves. Because we, if we would feel this, we are each time in free choice. What do we prefer in our development? Here, a person is always found to be in a very weak point. He's always has a tendency towards corporality. There is like lack of support, lack of confidence all the time. But he's given this in order to even balance himself and continue onwards. He has to strengthen himself in the society, and this is against the desire. What do I need the society for? It's against my ego. I have to connect with them, to subjugate myself, to take them as important. This is so unnatural. And thus, many people are running around. There are thousands. But we don't feel them. I mean, I feel that they're like a mess, you know, running around. But they're unidentified. That is the time of preparation, as it's called. A person lacks to make lacks the decision, the determination. It's so sorrowful to look at people who are always found to be in some distance, and they guard this distance, you know, like there's like 20-30 meters, you know. He passes by, he looks, maybe a bit like this, he enters a bit. But even that he comes, he sits in some place, and God forbid, you know, I don't want to get some virus. And once again, he exits. And that's how each one guards himself. We see this truly on everybody. Until a person breaks himself, this takes time. We need to be patient, to wait until this will happen.
Yes. There are a few more questions here. Vitaly from Rostov is asking, what do I do if I feel like the group is advancing faster than me and I have this fear? And David joins this question and asks, I have this fear of the point being taken away from me. How can you explain that, these anxieties? First of all, these are very good feelings. First of all, that the group is advancing faster than me, that's for sure. If I don't see it, it's because my pride closes my eyes, so I can't see it. But the group is advancing more than everyone, every individual. There is no doubt about that. A priori, you have to just say that this is so. And so if you surrender yourself to the group, then you're with it. That's one. Two, the fear that others advance more than you is a blessing from above. It's a huge force that can promote you, because it's envy, it's the anxiety that, you know, where am I, where are they? It consumes you from within. It's a very powerful force of progress. There's nothing better than that. If something like that happens, it's a blessing. I don't know why a person is given that, he should ask, because it's just, and he's not working on his own fuel. If he is given that, it's a sign that he must realize it 100%. Here there can be no concessions, because he's receiving it from above, and perhaps by that he'll advance to a special spiritual role. Yes. Man is operated. All of his desires and thoughts and decisions come from the same highest system. So when you say that every moment we have to make a choice between spirituality and corporeality, who are we? That choice is also done for us because we're operated. No, the choice is in your hands. I'm sorry. If it is as you say, then there's a system here that's just moving about, and that's it. And there's nothing here, no one, that acts but the one force, the Creator. And the Creator is as he was now, as he was before, and there's no one here. If there's no one here, then why are we sitting here talking? There's no need for creation. Creation means outside the degree. Who is it who is on the outside? If I follow only the forces that awaken in me, then I'm not outside. I'm just keeping more cleverly or less so nature's commands. So we look at a person or at plants or animals. We follow nature's commands. So everyone keeps it. The vegetative keep it without any problems. Animals too keep it through instincts. Man in this world has a problem because he's seemingly in all kinds of searches. But his search is just to choose which is better out of several desires. To eat or to sleep, to watch television or to go to work, otherwise I'll have nothing to eat, etc., etc., etc. In short, I choose out of the several desires that awaken in me. And what I choose is what I do. I'm also under the impact of society. And society has its own name, has its own evolutionary process, and society doesn't know it. You have this fashion, that fashion, and it affects us and awakens us. But it's a system of forces that affects everyone. And in it, each of us, in our qualities, in our education, our inclinations, we seemingly have a choice to choose all kinds of things in life, but there is no choice really. We can even ask experts, biologists, geneticists, and they will tell you that genes act here, hormones, some force. We see that. We know how twins, identical twins, if you put them in different places on Earth, you bring them back together, you see how they've moved about in life exactly the same as one another. They even call their children by the same name. Their wives are similar. You walk into the house of one and to the house of the other, you see the same. How can that be? They're 1,000 miles away from each other. They don't know about each other. But there are incidents like that. It means we're just operated by the environment and the internal drives. There is no choice, nothing but. There is a choice in the sense that there's another force, and it's an alien force, opposite from your nature. And that's the force of spiritual development. You have the force to evolve on this plane. Yes, me and the environment. Environment. And this is this world. And there's a force that is totally unrelated to that. Totally unrelated. I am given another force. It's still me. And I'm still brought to a certain place, which is called an environment. And if I make contact with them correctly and I develop what I was given, then here I build by myself the spiritual world, the next world. So we call this the body, and that's the soul.
Okay.
So there is choice. Where is the choice? Here. Not in us. In our world, there is no choice. Everyone is like hay eating beasts. The more we delve into nature's forces, we will discover that everything is laws and there is nothing here. It's just hidden from us, and that's why it seems like there is choice. But in spirituality, you're the one who's acting. And why are you the one acting? Because you always have a balance of forces, one opposite the other. So the choice really is between the fields, not within. Where we are between the field of spirituality and of said yes. I'm always between them. One pulls me in its direction and the other pulls me in the other direction, and I have to balance them. I don't cancel one before the other. I have to have this life. I build everything on top of it. My will to receive here in this world will grow too. Then another will to receive will grow in the spiritual world. I have to be, to maintain balance between these two forces. That's where I am, in my free choice. I built myself in the middle out of the two forces. And this is the independent construction. Of course, it's through the force of the light, through counsels that I ask. But I'm the doer. The doer. The substance is not mine. The intellect, I receive. The help, an example, I also receive. But it's all with my desires that come first. I obtain everything. The initial point is still my independent me. It's the point of shattering that happened in the light. Here, existence from absence. And that point is really what acts. Everything else that exists over this point is done by the light. Out of the point, it built a big will to receive and inflated this point, became a will to, big will to receive. But the point itself is opposite from the light, different from it. And it remains, and this is what acts. And we inflate this point back. It awakens in us, and we inflate it and bring it to the same world that the Creator created. It turns out that we create the same process of creation as the light, the Creator. Yes. Yell. Oh, you got a microphone. You talked about the cycle of thousands who touch and don't touch. He's repeating his words. I wanted to ask, what can they do in order to project the importance of the goal without coming here physically? Is there a way? Well, of course there is a way. You can see we have TV channels really hanging by the thread because it's very difficult. It's very expensive. And the internet, and how much we're trying to disseminate everything with the money that we collect here in the group. And all of that is to help our friends who are out there somewhere, and to those who want to come closer. We have nothing else to do because there is no coercion in spirituality. We can't, you know, do propaganda. Come here and see and let's do and let's this. You know, it's the taste of life like Coca-Cola. You can't do that. If you come out, then you come out by explanation. And it's a kind of a cure for the blows that is necessary. You're still acting, you're turning as a doctor to a physician. But if you don't feel that you're sick, and people love to think positively, because the will to receive has this protective inclination. It wants to feel good. Even when things are bad, it hides the bad from itself. So you got nothing with which to approach people. You see how much we try, even in our little country here. Very few are in touch with us, although the situation is, people have to wake up, they have to start thinking. That's the way it is. Well, let's move on to the article. So let's move on to the next part of the lesson.